Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 3rd of January 2016, titled Satan's Strategy is to Stop You Knowing You Have Power Over Him Through Christ. He wants to stop you knowing that you have power over him through Christ. This is a strategy. Yesterday, the topic was Satan changes strategy on the day Jesus died and rose again, because all his power from Satan been removed, because been defeated. Colossians 2, we'll go through that scriptures again. Colossians 2:15, easy to read version. He defeated the rulers and powers of the spiritual world. That is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the husband of our soul, defeated the rulers and powers of the spiritual world. That is settled now. With the cross, he won the victory over them and led them away as defeated and powerless prisoners for the whole world to see. Made them march. But Satan is not locked up anywhere. He just got removed his power, removed all the power. And then he gave it to his children, those who believe in him. Those who believe in him, who are those believing in him? Jesus had defined that, those who keep his commandments, love him. If you believe in him, you must of course love him. If you believe in him, you love him, and he will determine, Jesus determines that you only love him. You only love Jesus. Jesus is determining this. I only love Jesus Christ. Jesus says, if I keep his commandments, if I walk in his commandments, if you walk in my commandments, then you love me. If you love him, you'll walk in his commandments. You'll keep his commandments. And the commandments, the Hebrew definition, one of the definitions is prescription, authoritative prescription. Authoritative, why? Jesus is the authority. He gives a prescription for us to follow. If you love him. Now, the problem here is, we'll do another one. 2 Corinthians 2:11. 2 Corinthians 2:11, Catholic version. And we do this, why we do the right things, so that we may not be outwitted by Satan. For we are not ignorant of his design. We are not unaware of the ways of the devil. We are not unaware of what the devil is trying to do. But this is answer Jesus is saying, the word of God is saying, you're not unaware. That means you must be aware. But this is where the deception has started. And these signs, Mark 16:17 says, Catholic edition, and these signs will accompany those who believe. You spread the gospel, and these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they'll cast out demons. Or using my name, they'll cast out evil spirit. Now, brothers and sisters, herein lies the issue. Satan's strategy is to, first of all, not even know he exists. So he's got a number of ways he pulls this stunt. But he is even pulling this stunt among Christians. First of all, what he does is, as long as he can keep us from not knowing that I have power over Satan, I have power over demonic forces, I have power through Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why it is said. So what Satan has done, he created Christian religion can be created by him. Remember this. Just because you call yourself Christian, one denomination gets to say, I am a Christian group or whatever. It's all our own self-grandiosement. We put ourselves a title. His question is, Jesus is dealing soul by soul. So, if a religion is created and say these are a set of beliefs, and then that religion does not give the power to the individual believer that you can cast out evil spirits through Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, as written in Mark 16:17, then you are still a captive. Very sad. Captive. Jesus came to set the captive free. And another scripture says, he's blinded the minds of the unbelievers. Those who don't believe in Jesus Christ, your mind is blinded to know that you got power. Blinded to know that you got power over Satan and over all these things going on. Brothers and sisters, this is critical, and this is happening in churches, because some or other that Satan has penetrated some of the churches, or even he created some churches pretending to be a church of Christ. In fact, the scripture says there's such a thing as synagogue of Satan for the Jews. There are Jews who believe in God. There are Jews who also believe, come from the synagogue of Satan. So there are many ways. So what does Satan do? He doesn't want to be seen. He wants to go in stealth, deception. That's all the work he's doing. Every of his strategy will be based on deception, based on lies. Why? Jesus Christ said, he's the father of all lies. He's the father of all lies. So everything is a deception. Can you imagine the danger we are in? Now how are we going to get out of this? We have to follow this Mark 16:17, whereby before that 16:16 you say, spread the gospel. When you spread the gospel, these signs will believe, these signs will follow those who believe. Those who believe. You must believe what? Believe in Jesus Christ, that he died and rose again, and he took away the power of Satan and gave it to you. He set you free. He set me free. Now once you begin to believe that Jesus Christ actually did this, he suffered for me, he went to the cross, nailed all the sins there, nailed all my curses and all the condemnation there, and then even went to hell for me so I don't have to go. He rises again, and all kinds of evidence came up. People, graves were open and people were walking around. And of course the sun was, the whole world was darkened, because I think it was 3 hours darkened. From midday, right on midday, the sun went dark. Now, all this historically is there, but the fact is, the fact people will argue about religion. My religion better than yours, your religion better. No religion is better than anyone else. The only one is, there's no religion, is those who follow Jesus Christ and apply his commands. And how to apply? Now, take for instance, one of the strategies. You say you're a Christian. I say I'm a Christian. Then what happens? I don't forgive. Somebody offended me, I don't forgive. And God's word says, if you do not forgive, then Father God will not forgive you. He did not say, if you do not forgive, Father God will not forgive you. But if you are a Christian and you say you are a Christian, Father God will forgive you, even though you don't forgive. No such thing. If you don't forgive, Father God will not forgive you. In fact, if you don't forgive, you're not a Christian. Because a Christian's evidence is you forgive. But you're unable to forgive in many instances because some of these people really suffered. I suffered the hands of some people. But I could forgive why Jesus came and took away the unforgiveness. Because I told Jesus, I'm unable to forgive, Lord. I'm unable to forgive. I need you. I want to forgive. Because if I don't forgive, your law says I must forgive, otherwise you cannot forgive me. And then only my salvation started. Suddenly, when I saw these people, my heart is not angry anymore. Heart is not angry. I feel sorry for them, that they are captives. And I'm sorry for them because I was also like that. So what to do? Now, brothers and sisters, this forgiveness business is fundamental. If you're unable to forgive, that means you do not know how to use or do not even know your power over Christ. There is a spirit of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. So you can cast out the spirit of unforgiveness, bind and cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why if so-called Christian churches are not teaching this, you will remain powerless. You better get to somebody somewhere nearby or look at the internet and start reading and understanding that you can cast out. Just simply in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out the spirit of unforgiveness, not to return. I receive the spirit of forgiveness. I want to forgive everybody. And also, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to ask for forgiveness from everyone I have offended. To ask. You just can't forgive and forget about you asking. You have also offended people. Now, brothers and sisters, this is fundamental, this is critical. This is one, the strategy of deception. But this is actually more or less a tactic. What he does? The tactic is, strategy is deception. So the main strategy is keep, no one knows that he is around. Satan is around. He doesn't exist, everybody thinks. That's when they are blinded. I didn't know, I used to think no such thing was Satan. I used to say, I'm Lucifer. I'm drunk already, I'm Lucifer. Any problem? Anybody irritate me, punch the fella. So, I was completely blinded. But when I come to Jesus Christ, and through Jesus Christ I'm seeing, churches are blinded. Whole churches are blinded. And they will never deal with Mark 16, 17 because they got some kind of definition there that it's a big time deliverance and deliverance ministers must be formed and there will be only people who have trained in deliverance. Otherwise, Satan will attack them and finish them off. If you try, don't get into deliverance ministry, brother, somebody will say, he's Antichrist. Somebody will say, don't get into deliverance ministry, brother. If the church says, don't do deliverance, you better run for your life. Because you minister deliverance first yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Cast out everything that your body and your mind are all doing, saying things that is against Christ, opposite to what Christ's word, you begin to apply. Lustful spirit, get out in the name of Jesus Christ, not to return. If you're doing this every day, every now and then, lustful spirit won't attack you. Cannot attack you. Why? He burns in the blood of Jesus Christ. You have power in Jesus Christ. He has to obey. And that is why people are not praying this thing. Oh, I prayed. What prayer? I prayed my job will be good today. While your job will be good today, that is actually a given, you know. But Jesus said, those who seek the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace and joy, all this, your needs will be added. So actually that's a given. You don't really have to pray for that. Whatever you ask or think more than that will be given to you, Jesus is saying from his word. So we did it. But people are asking for that. But what you should bring is, I will be the kind of child of God, the servant of God, the disciple of Christ, the what Christ wants me to be today in the world. When I go out, they will know I am salt and light. I will teach others about the power of Jesus Christ. You don't have to go and talk to them of converting. There is no conversion here. Anybody can convert, only Jesus can do. There is no such thing as, you know, force people to become Christians. No such thing. You cannot force somebody Christian because they can say the words. They'll continue sinning because they don't believe. Only if you believe in Jesus Christ, you are really converted from your heart. But if you don't believe, you force somebody. We are wrong, we are sinful according to God's word. You don't do that. You present the case that you know Jesus came to die on the cross and rise again, so that gives you power to overcome Satan and all his demonic forces, which are hell-bent on destroying, stealing, killing and destroying lives. That's his strategy. Satan and all the evil forces, the strategy who are under him, under Satan, strategy is steal, kill and destroy. Jesus says that. Now you will not see this in any of these religions, including Christian religion I'm talking about. I'm talking about religion that's based. Religious, you know, do this activity, do that activity, kneel down 25 times, go and fast 25 times. All that you fast when God tells you to fast to kill your flesh. Because some of the demonic forces don't live unless by fasting and praying. That one is a different thing. But you fast, I fast, fast, God will do something for me. I fast, fast, God will get me a new house. Stop this priest. Please go and read the scriptures. Don't listen to me. Hear me out. But don't have to follow me. Don't, please don't. Go and check the scriptures. Because I am also a man. I can make mistakes. So brothers and sisters, first of all, but sin, God will say no. If you continue to sin, practice sin, he says, you are born of the devil. Oh, this pastor now irritating me. He is now putting fear into me. His brother, the sister, the scripture says it's for correction and edification also. That means encouragement also. But this correction has to come first before you can be edified. If not, no correction, you cannot know what is wrong. You keep on doing the wrong thing. The devil will not let you go. You will not have any peace. You will have a rubbish life going on and on. Yeah, you may have some worldly things given to you. You may have some money given to you. Your money may grow. I've spoken a segment in Jesus' name. The devil's blessing. I was being blessed, but not by God, by devil. I was a lot of money lah. Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But I was against Christ. How is it possible? Therefore, go and get the segment. The devil's blessing. So if you're just getting blessing, money, and some extra job, a better thing, and this and that, do not think you're blessed by God. It could be from the devil. If you're not submitting to the rules of Jesus Christ, if you're not loving Jesus Christ the way Jesus Christ wants you to love him, then the blessing is from somewhere else. It's from the God of this world. God calls him God of this world. So strategy of Satan, first this strategy, with this tactic, is to stop you from casting him up, to stop you from knowing your power in Christ, to stop you know that you are a peculiar being, you are a special being. Why? You came to Jesus, he took away your sins. That's where the religious Christianity stops. He takes away your sins and then now you can go to heaven. No, the devil is still out to more now. He's more fed up. He's trying to get you to sin again. So his strategy is get you to sin. How? He'll be one. The evil spirit will talk temptation to your heart. Our hearts are wicked, God says. So until they are changed by renewing of the spirit of your mind by the word of God. I mean, washing our mind with the word of God, and our heart will change in that sector, in that area. But we don't do that. What will happen? The devil, the evil spirit of, say, lust or anger or whatever, or fear, confusion, whatever in the world going, lust after the world things, will keep on talking to your heart on and on until your heart will make you do things. Because you're not casting out these evil spirits. If you do not cast out the evil spirit, that's the command God said before he left, before he took off, you know, he was started floating up, before he said this. Those who believe, just before that, he's telling, if those who believe, they'll cast out evil spirit in my name. Brothers and sisters, this is the first thing you have to teach everyone who comes to Christ, who wants Christ, tell them you're going to give you power. Power to that, but they have to do. No point giving the soldier a gun to protect the nation when he doesn't shoot. What's the use of giving a gun to the soldiers and they don't shoot when the enemy is coming to the country? Ridiculous. This is what's happening here. We are a holy nation. Now we have a protective method. We are spirit warriors. We are not warriors in the flesh. We do not fight flesh and blood. We fight the spirit war. Brothers and sisters, this is necessary. Absolutely necessary. So today, when you go out, you have got something solid to work with. First of all, you start casting out in the name of Jesus Christ. You want those prayers? Get to the graceoflife.com and ask the moderators, the Power of Christ moderators, they'll give it to you. Two, when you go out, you can talk to anyone. If you're suffering, brother, if you're suffering, not just the worldly thing, if you have no peace, first talk about the no peace. Jesus has overcome Satan. Satan is robbing of peace. Now he will settle you in the name of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful message you're bringing to people today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.